Hi, I'm Molly.
And I'm Jamie, and this is our From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast. As the owners of Hired Hand website software, we've been developing websites and creating internet marketing strategies for livestock breeders for the past 10 years.
The majority of our customers are involved in the breeding of registered animals, such as Texas Longhorns, Highland cattle, horses, and white-tailed deer, where the pedigrees are very important. The From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast examines many of the differences in raising pedigreed livestock for maximum profit. Join us and learn what we're covering today.
Well, today we are joined by Sean Sayer with the BNC sale. So welcome, Sean.
Thank you.
Can you introduce yourselves for those people that may not be familiar with who you are?
Sean Sayer at the BNC Show Me Longhorn Sale.
And how long have you been doing the sale? I think recently that was a pretty historic or pretty...
46 years consecutive.
That's quite a bit of time.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So basically since you were a baby.
Since I was young. Yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk about last year's sale a little bit. Is there anything that you want to mention to people?
It was a good sale. We've decided to go to one sale spring only. Last year we had 31 consigners, top cow, 4,000, 3,600, 3,000. I mean, we had a really good sale. Our numbers are up because there's very few sales in our area. So I think that makes our sale kind of a special sale to go to because there's nothing around for our consigners to sell their animals at.
Yeah, last year when I was looking at the top sellers, it looked like they range anywhere between, 5,100 was the top seller, to right around 3,000. So that was good for you all.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Well, should we jump into this year?
Yeah, this year is even bigger. Our sale is going to be April the 20th, 10 a.m. at Kirksville. We've got 183 cattle in the catalog. We've got 35 consigners. We got some really nice cattle, some bighorn cattle, some very nice cattle from all over Texas, Michigan, everywhere.
Yep. So do you want to give people a schedule of the events? Because I believe you also have a small fraternity that's associated with your event as well.
Yes. Friday evening at 5 o'clock, we stop unloading. Well, we don't stop unloading at 5, but all the judge cattle need to be in by 5. At 6 p.m., we'll have the gathering at the livestock market. We'll have dinner and beverages and stuff there. And then 7, we'll do the Futurity Heifer Calcutta, which we have the judge this year. We're going to have two judges this year. Courtney and Logan Epperson will be the judges. Montgomery Briggs Ranch will be the judges for the Futurity this year. So we'll have a little fun event Friday evening at the sale barn.
And for those people who have never been at your sale before, your fraternity isn't like the traditional fraternity.
No. Our fraternity, we sell the animals in our fraternity. They are judged. They get prizes. We give away money, but they are sold at our sale. They were to be the first 54 lots sold at our sale. We don't have the capacity of rooms for, a 200-head fraternity because we have so many cattle at our sale. We kind of concentrate on the sale end of it instead of the futurity end of it.
Yep. And you're going to be the auctioneer again this year?
Me and Danny Jeffries. Yep.
And who are you going to have pedigree read?
Justin George will do it again this year for us.
Nice. He's always done a really good job in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows the cattle. He knows the people. He's a good young breeder. And yeah, he's a good guy.
So for those people that are bringing cattle, if they need to get a hold of somebody, who should they call?
Me.
Call you.
Yes.
What about haulers? Are there any haulers lined up?
Yeah, we have Cody James, Bart Maggart, Joe Walker. We'll have trucks and trailers available to go anywhere. So don't let that be a concern. I would like for the buyers to make arrangements before the sale. So, they've got contacts of people that they can get a hold of and make sure we're going to the right places or at least get cattle to places for them. I'm willing to take some cattle back to our place if we need to.
Yep. And I'm sure there'll be people during the sale that would be willing to haul as well.
Absolutely. If they're going in that direction, they're usually pretty good about throwing a few head on if they can and make it work.
And I know you mentioned consigners a few minutes ago, but I believe there's some of your consigners this year that are selling, if not they're a whole herd, or they're selling a lot of their herd this year.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Greg Sherwood is selling his complete herd. He's selling out, getting out of the business. I don't know for how long, but he is getting out of the business. I think the pasture rent is the big concern. And Dick Lowe's selling, he's not getting out of the business, but he's just selling down 23 head. So he's still going to have some longhorns, still going to be in the business, but just selling a few.
Nice. Are there any consigners this year that this would be their first year?
That's a good question, because my wife usually takes care of this. We've got Commitment Ranch out of Kansas. I think it's their first time. Then we've got Casey and Longhorns out of Ferris, Texas. I think this is their first time. The rest of them are pretty much old consigners that have been with us for several years. It's pretty much we have the dedicated people that come to our sale. It's like I said, it's been 46 years. So,
yeah. Well, shall we move on and talk about the consignments?
Yeah, we have some fantastic lots. I can't, you know, everybody, every consigner has a phenomenal animal. I can't really say, you know, I'd like to say mine are the best or the nicest, but that's not true, because there's several in there that are very nice. Greg Sherwood's got some very nice cattle. He's and Dick Lowe as well. He has some nice cows consigned, 80 inch plus cattle. We have an 80 inch plus cow in the sale, a couple of them. There's several great consignments in the sale. I can't just pick out one consignment to say, hey, here's what I like the best, because they're all very nice. We got some really nice young heifers this year. It's just an overall great sale.
Well, and it's hard to maybe narrow it down to even a couple handfuls of animals when you have such a big sale this year.
Yeah, it's hard to when you got 30-35 consigners, you know, with the great animals we have. So,
love what you're hearing. Be sure to check out our Pickup Truck Confessions. It's a video series where we hop in the truck or rental car and interview a variety of breeders about what drives their passion for their livestock, how they got started in the breed of their choice, marketing tips, and more. And now, back to the podcast.
I do have the list of the top five most viewed, if you want to try to take a stab at that, or I can just fill you in on who they are.
Really? I don't know. I haven't paid. I've been so busy with auctions, I haven't even paid attention to the website, really.
Okay. Well, I'll give a rundown of the top five.
Okay.
So the fifth most viewed is Josie Love from Volkart Cattle. And actually, all of the top five are from Volkart Cattle.
Okay.
So the fourth most viewed is MTR Driffin Lady. The third most viewed is Tough Girl by Night.
Mm-hmm.
The second most viewed is Love Warrior, and the most viewed animal is MTR Pop Gun.
Yeah, that Top Gun, she's a nice cow. What lot is she? Donnie always brings us some nice cattle. He has really helped promote this sale. They've went over above and beyond. She's lot 93. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, she's a nice animal. He's put in some nice. He's I don't know if everybody's got their postcard, but Donnie and Cheryl started something new this year, sending out postcards to remind people of our sale, and it's turned out tremendous. We really appreciate that.
Well, that was nice of them to do that.
Yes.
So do you have any sponsors that you want to mention for this sale?
Absolutely. Our sponsors – We do something a little different. We're kind of old fashioned, old style. As far as it comes to that, we've done it ourselves for years, but this year, our top sales sponsors are Crossfire Longhorns, DG Longhorns, Landis Farms, and Volkart Cattle. Our top sales sponsors, our futurity sponsors are Landis Farms, and our BNC sponsors this year are Pleasant Pines, Dinsmore Stock Farm, JBJ Longhorns, Montgomery Biggs, and Arch Acres are sponsors this year. And we do appreciate all the sponsors that have helped out for the cow cut and the things like that. So hats go off to them.
Well, and I think hats go off to you and Allison and everyone else involved as well. It's quite a feat to put on a sale for with this many animals, and especially for this many years.
Yeah. When you're this busy at home and auctions pick up, we do other auctions besides cattle auctions. And when we're this busy, it's just kind of a, April is kind of a crazy month for us. So yeah, it's a process, you know, but we enjoy it. It's, you know, it's fun to see the people, meet the people, and interact with everybody, especially new breeders.
Mm-hmm. And if I remember right, last year at the sale, you gave out customized, was it crown?
We've got some little surprises this year as well. Each consignor will receive two gifts this year.
Oh.
So, yeah. And then something else I would like to mention, too, the first lot, the Wounded Warrior lot that we'll be selling that the Brants have consigned again this year. We want to give a big shout out to Jerry and Julie Brandt. That first lot we sell every year goes to the Wounded Warrior program. So that's a big thing that we do every year for special people. So I want to give hats off to them too. So
very nice. Any other things that we maybe didn't mention?
The lots that we have out that I know of are F8, lot 114. And lot 180 are out, but we have a sub lot for 140. And then we've got a sub sheet as well that Jessica has got put together too. So that's about it, really, that we know of right now.
Okay. Well, I know it's a busy weather day down where you are. So I won't keep you too long, just in case you lose power again.
Well, it just stopped raining.
Did it?
Yeah, it just stopped. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we needed the rain. We needed the rain. It'll make everybody happy here now.
Right. If you were anything like we were here, we were light on snow this winter. So the moisture now is appreciated.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to talk about the BNC. And we wish everyone safe travels this weekend, and we hope it is a fantastic sale.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for what you all do.
Yep.